A few days ago, there was a young lady in Quebec that told me that Pretty Boy Floyd was in this country, and I kind of doubted it, and I thought I'd ask you about it. If he was here, we also had Messick, and Abshire was his second name, of the Lamar bank robbery. We had Diamond, what was his name up at Glenwood?
Diamond Jack Altieri.
Diamond Jack. And we also had Doc Holliday here, so we've had our share of bank robbers and thugs in here. So what can you tell me about Pretty Boy Floyd, and who was he? Where'd he come from?
I don't know too much about him. Mostly what I know is what I read. He came from Oklahoma, and the stories that came out after he was shot and captured, he had grew up and was around the Cookson Hills in Oklahoma, and he'd done a lot of bank robbing in that country. And it was during the time when people in that area were in dire circumstances and needed money bad, and they protected him a lot. He would rob banks, and then he would help those poor people.
How do you spell that, Hills?
Cookson, C-O-O-K-S-O-N, Cookson.
Cookson, okay.
And anyway, they were after him pretty hot, but this one winter he stayed in Dell. He showed up. I don't remember what name he used. It wasn't his right name, but he stayed in Denver and Dell that whole winter. And he stayed up there at 2nd and Dodge Streets in Dell, and he used to catch the Mountaineer at that time, ran from Denver to Grand Junction, get in here early in the morning, and then it'd leave here and drive, go up to Montrose. And he would, then it would come back that evening and pick up passengers on the way into here, and then from here back to Denver again. And he would catch that train Friday evenings at Delta and come down here to Grand Junction, and he'd get a room in the Grand Hotel, which was right upstairs over the Senate Saloon at that time, or Pool Hall, and he would stay there over the weekend. And he would go down in the Pool Hall and shoot pool with some of the sharpshooters here in Grand Junction. They shot, played for a little money, and he got quite a kick out of it. He was a good pool player.
Who were the pool players he played with?
He played with Tom Yule, Joe White. He also played with a fellow down there by Fruta. He was a rancher. I can't think of his name right off then. O'Connor, Luther O'Connor. He played with him quite a bit. And then on Monday mornings, when the train would come in from Denver, he'd catch it and go back up to Delta, stay up there during the week.
Who'd he stay with at Delta? Do you know that?
The people that lived at that address that time, his name Roller.
R-O-L-L-E-R?
Yes.
And he stayed there all week long?
He would stay there during the week. I don't know what he'd done up there, but he would come down here and play. I saw him shoot pool there with those fellows. I didn't know who he was until later, after he was captured, and they had his picture in some of the papers. Tom Yule called my attention to it. I had the picture there one day that was clipping out of a paper. I don't remember whether it was a local paper or a Denver paper. They said, that's the same fellow that played pool here with us all winter. And that's how I had. Nobody knew who he was, but it came out later that's who it actually was.
Pretty Boy Floyd.
Yes.
Another bandit was in western Colorado.
But he never bothered anybody. He was a very nice person. Very, never had any problems with anybody.
Well, that's the way all of them when they came here.
That's right.
And they were pretty decent citizens around this part of the country. Well, thank you, Fritz. I forgot to ask Mr. Becker what year that was that the Pretty Boy was in here. He said he didn't know for sure, but he thought it was in the late 1920s.